Hey, brother, turn me on. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. I'll tell you what we're going to do tonight. I stirred up some curiosity Sunday night, and I just throwed out some things, and like I said, there was people looking it up on the internet, and then I had one of our church members come to the other night and said, "My goodness, you wouldn't believe what they found and stuff like that." And I believe it was Eric back there showed me one. Some politician, I don't know what that politician's name is, was on the internet where this guy's talking and his right eye just blacks out and then comes back. You know who that dude is? I thought, Lord, he was sitting right beside President Obama, and I thought, Lord, there's the Antichrist showed up. But there's something to all that stuff, and I thought we'd take a few minutes tonight and just go over some things. Many of you are asking questions, and it's such a deep study. But I tell you, if you want to, and I'm very, 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 I think most people spend way too much time on computers. But if you want to study it, look it up. You can look up that giant thing. And there's some amazing things on there. Amazing. Amazing thing. And the reason I don't believe it's all fake is because it's biblical. The Bible bears that out. Now, if the Bible didn't mention giants and they found a bunch of big, I'd say, oh, somebody just faked that like a dinosaur or something. There's even some people, Bible preachers and teachers, who teach that some of the dinosaur bones were in fact human bones. Bones that they made dinosaurs out of. Some of them dinosaur bones, they took just one bone and constructed the whole thing out of it. They said, well, here's this little finger bone, and if his little finger was that big, then he had to be that big, you know. And they built the whole thing out of plaster of Paris and wire and clothes hangers and stuff. But there were big animals. There were big animals. And there's still big animals in this world. And there were big people, according to the Bible. And they're still big people. But I mean, there was some super big ones. Let's turn the Bible to Genesis chapter 6. And we're going to look here tonight in Genesis chapter 6. And just look, we will not get in depth in this tonight. I just want to talk about the Antichrist a little bit and talk about how where are we on God's calendar and how bad that it is and first one thing to another. I mentioned that about the Neo-Sapiens, and they was looking that up. Them boys, on the way home from church, sitting there, back there on their phone, looking that stuff up on the internet. I thought, boy, ain't times changed. I said, where'd you get that phone, boy? He said, I guess his mama got it for him. And I said, you got the internet on your phone? He said, oh, yeah. And that's not a good idea. 10-year-old boy does not need the internet at his access anytime he wants it. You are asking for trouble. You're asking for it. I got a phone call yesterday morning, and I might mention this Sunday when I'm preaching. I don't know. It just really disturbed me. I got a phone call yesterday morning, and there's a woman who lives a long way from here. None of you, I don't even know who it was, and she told me her name and said she had met me, but I don't remember her. She said, my 14-year-old boy, Brother Danny, she said, I've got to have help. I said, what's wrong? She said, well, he's 14. He's up. She said, he waits till we go to bed at night, comes in the living room, gets on the computer, and said, we found out, somehow or another, she got on there and found out he'd been looking at every filthy, vile, ungodly thing imaginable. Now, if you think he's any different than any other 14-year-old boy, you're kidding yourself.
That's right.
You're kidding yourself. You say, my boy, your boy's just as curious as anybody else. And curiosity is what gets kids into that stuff. They say, well, I'm not really perverted. I'm not wicked. I would just like to know. You know, that's where it gets you, right there. I'm telling you, if you think your kids have never looked at that stuff, I'm telling you, you're kidding yourself. You're just about kidding if they're a teenager. I could just about guarantee it. It's too easy. It's too easy. Sometimes stuff that they say just pops up and you don't even ask for it. Well, anyway, she said, Brother Danny, we caught him. She said he sent pictures of himself to a girl at school, and they found out about it. They got the girl's parents had to come to the school, and they was about ready to press charges against him. And said, we talked him out of that, and he's having to do work, school, stuff like that. She said, I don't know what we're going to do with him. I said, is he saved? And she said, yeah. I said, he went to the altar, said he got saved, and all that. And she said, what can you do? I said, well, I'll send you some preaching. I said, the only way you can help a kid like that is get him exposed to the right kind of spirit. That's the only way I know to help him. She said, I told him he can't get out of our sight. He can't move. He can't do this. He can't go nowhere without. We'll take his phone away from him. But that ain't going to change his heart. Amen? Ain't going to change his heart. They got to get their heart. What changed the heart? The Holy Ghost. Good. Like what we had here Sunday night. That's hope for kids. That's the only hope there are for kids, is what we had here Sunday night. Well, anyway, long story short, she said, you know what she told me? She said, his daddy will not discipline him. She said, when we found this out, his daddy just said, boys will be boys. I did that when I was young. Blah, blah, blah. And she said, it's all left up to me. And I thought, well, right there's your problem right there. No, daddy. Daddy won't back her up. And she said, I'm a little woman and my son's 6'1". And she said, I stood up on a chair. She said, I stood on a chair and I said, buddy, not in my house. And she said, I stood up to him. And she said, I'll take him out if I have to. And she said, I can imagine a little. She said, she's about 5'2" or something. But anyway, people are struggling. People are struggling. And I got to thinking when we hung up, I thought, you know what? There wasn't even no such thing as that when I was 14. I'd never seen nothing like that when I was 14. Worst thing I'd ever seen when I was 14 was a Sears catalog where they had women in their underwear. And we thought that was, oh, yeah. That's the truth. That's the truth. We never seen, they wasn't no such, some of y'all are younger than me, and you don't realize how bad this world's got real quick. The last 15, 20 years, buddy, this thing went to hell in a handbasket. I'm telling you what, we're living in a different, every pastor I talk to, he said, Brother Danny, it's unbelievable. Christian school, Christian kid, it's wicked everywhere, every church. Had a lot of trouble in Marion. You know, sometimes we had trouble and it had some people fall into sin and stuff like that. And one preacher said, bless God, y'all sure got a lot of that sin in your church. Like he didn't. I thought, well, that's because the average age of person in your church is 75 and the average age of our church is 30. And when you got a lot of young couples, a lot of young people, buddy, the devil's going to be getting in there every chance he gets. And I'm telling you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's a lot of those older folks, they don't know how blessed they are. They don't know how blessed they are to have gone on getting close to home and their race is about run and they're out of this. This world's in bad, bad, bad shape. Bad shape. And I sent the lady a video of what we done Sunday night and something else, I forgot. I sent her three and mailed them to her. And I said, make him sit down and watch them. I don't know what else to tell you to do. And she said, he's got a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend who's a good Christian girl. And I said, boy, you better... I said, you better keep him away from her. And she said, he's not allowed to be alone with her. And she said, He said, you're not going to tell her... You're not going to tell her parents, are you? And she said, well, we're going to keep you with us every move you make. I mean, she's cracking down on him. But what are people going to do? And what do you do to keep your kids away from sin? It's everywhere they go. You can't go down the street. You can't go to McDonald's. You can't go nowhere. The only hope we've got is what we had here Sunday night. And the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, churches who don't have that, you look at them 15 years from now, when this young people get up, they're going to be wild as bucks. It's hard enough when we do have it. What we had here Sunday night will do more to keep sin out of people's heart than anything I know. It's like pouring Roundup on weeds. It keeps it beat down. It don't get the root out, but it keeps it down. And thank God the Holy Ghost to do that. But anyway, let's look here at Genesis chapter 6 for a minute tonight, and we're going to do a little study tonight, and we'll look at verse number 1. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. There's a lot of people. There was a lot of people on the earth in Noah's day. When you consider how long they lived back in them days, 600, 700, 800, 900 years, I mean, there was a lot of people, millions, no doubt. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. They were beautiful. These women were beautiful. God made women beautiful. Some of them. I'm just kidding. I said, asked the old guy one time, he said, God made women beautiful so men would love them. And God made women dumb so they'd love men. I don't necessarily agree with that. There's a lot of smart women, and there's a lot of ugly, dumb women too. And men both. But it's a joke. And that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. It don't say nothing about men this way. It's women that were fair. Because a woman was the last crowning act of creation. The last thing God made was woman. And He made her beautiful. And He made her beautiful so the man would love her and she would complete the man. And that's why they can't sell dog food without putting a pretty woman. You know, they can't sell toothpaste without putting a pretty woman. Beer, everything. It's always a pretty... Look at your magazine right. You want to do a little survey? While you're standing at Walmart, if there's 10 magazines there, guarantee you, 8 out of 10 will have a beautiful woman on the front of it. You know why? Sales. It sells. There's just... When a beautiful woman walks in a ball game or a meeting, or every person in there looks at her. It's natural. There's a beautiful woman. I'm not talking about lust or nothing wicked. She's a beautiful thing that God made. And these sons of God, these characters were somebody that was around before Adam and Eve, according to the book of Job. When God laid the foundation of the earth, it said the sons of God shouted for joy. And it also said in Job, the sons of God come up there and present themselves before God, and Satan come among them. There's no reference to that being normal people. They were some kind of angelic being that looked just like us. Did you ever notice in the Bible when an angel came down here, it looked just like us? Did you notice in the Bible that every time there was an angel, it was a young man? And when there were three men come to Sodom and Eve, and one of them was a Lord and two of them was angels, and they looked just like a man. They looked just like a normal person. So when you see an angel in the Bible, they look like a man. They're not floating down here with a dress on and wings and long blonde hair. They look like a young man, every angel in the Bible. So they looked like men, but they were not men. They were some kind of angelic being. There's a lot of debate about fallen angels, about, because a lot of people say it couldn't have been angels, like your Scofield Bible says, because angels don't reproduce. They can't, they're sexless. That's what they say. Angels are sexless. That ain't what the Lord said. That is not what the Lord said. The Lord said, it said, they that obtain that resurrection neither marry or give it in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. The angels of heaven do not and won't reproduce. Fallen angels can and do. So these fallen angels, whatever they was, seen the daughters of men, and they mated with them and married them, and look what happened. Look what happened. Verse 3, the Lord said, that's as far as I'm letting this go. My spirit ain't always going to strive with man. For that he also... That's a strange verse. He also, besides somebody else, man, he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that. That's after the flood. They didn't all drown out in the flood. Their seed somehow come through Shem and Ham and Japheth, or one of them, and the giants remained after the flood. That's very evident from reading the rest of the Old Testament. When the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man. Now, before Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days right before I come back. So, from that, we could assume that this thing's taking place again. That it's taking place again. Now, the sons of God didn't drown in the flood, because it said after the flood that they saw the daughters of men and made giants again. So if you want to look up them giants, look up Nephilim. That's what it means, the Nephilim. And the word giant in the Bible, and it's all the way through history, it's all the way through the Bible. Now that answers a lot of questions that science can't answer, like Stonehenge and the Great Pyramids. You know them great pyramids? That major pyramid, I've got a study. I've got several studies. There's videos on it that say we couldn't make those big pyramids today with the equipment that we have. They say them things are accurate to within a quarter of an inch. Them big pyramid, the big pyramid in Egypt. It's perfectly north, latitude, longitude, setting right in the middle of the earth, pointing due north, all that kind of stuff. That great pyramid, if you put all the land mass out there in the world, it's sitting right smack in the middle of the world, that great pyramid. So you run into a lot of stuff. And then the Lord turns around and said, just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So we go, the Lord comes, dies on the cross, and then there's 1000 A.D., 1500 A.D., 2000 A.D., we've had 60 centuries, and 59 and a half of them was basically the same, and then all of a sudden, since 1947 to now, the whole world's changed. Things changed in 1947. The little Israeli flag, I believe in 48, went up and said, we're a nation again. And then the Lord said, that generation would see everything come to pass. So in 19, my opinion, we came into the Laodicean church age, turn of the century, 1901. That's my opinion. I don't have no scripture to back that up. My opinion, we begin the last days, the last generation began in 1948. In 1947 is when the UFO stuff started. Oh, Kenneth Arnold was flying over that junk out west, and he saw 9 shiny objects that were doing unbelievable maneuvers in the sky. They were going up, zigzagging like that. And he said that it looked like where you'd take a saucer and skip it on the water, and they call them flying saucers. And that's when that stuff started, although they were seen way back. There's drawings of stuff up in the sky way back hundreds of years ago. But anyway, in 1948, then everything began to change. Look at the 50s, and then look at the 60s, and then look at the 70s and the 80s, and look at us now. There's been more changes in the world in the last 50 years than there was 6,000 years back, as far as life, the way people live, I was telling somebody today on the phone, I said, there ain't no new sins. The devil's just gave us a bunch more inventions to commit the same old sins with. There's no new sin. There's no nothing new under the sun. But I'm just throwing a lot at you right now, and I'm gonna talk about. I remember when I was real young, that stupid song came out. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Hey, and I remember that song, and I didn't like the feeling that gave me. I remember, and I wasn't saved. I was just a kid, and I remember thinking, there's something weird about that. And I mean, I played rock music, and we played in bands, and I remember playing when things begin to change. I remember it playing. Because I liked the music. I mean, I liked it. I liked that music, and I liked that. But when it started getting into that spiritual, Satan, Jesus Christ superstar and all that thing, I remember thinking, man, that ain't right. I remember thinking, this stuff's getting crazy. And I remember when we went to dances at school, the way, I don't know if it still is like this or not, but when we had dances at our school, about all the boys sat on the bleachers and all the girls got out there and danced. And it wasn't because it was lesbian, it's just because it was too redneck to get out there and dance. Was it that way when y'all went to school? Anybody? It was about, you might have three or four boys that was so sissy they'd get out there and dance and we'd make fun of them. But all of us, we'd sit up there and get out there and dance and I'd dance it. I remember I'd done it a little bit because I couldn't dance no way. I never could dance. Never could. My sister could do any dance there. When they all come out, she could do every one of them and I never could. And I remember dancing, you know, they'd do whatever all them dances was. They just looked normal dancing. But I remember when that weird stuff started. Son, there's a girl coming up there at Nebo School, and she had on old long blue jeans, bell bottoms down there, and she looked dirty, and she got up there, and she started doing like this, and everything. And I remember thinking, uh-oh, we've done moved into something that I ain't interested in. I don't know if anybody else noticed that or not. I remember when the hippie change began to change this country, the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And my answer to that is, we opened a door to the devil in this country. And brother, the Beatles kicked it wide open. And say what you want to. Our country's never been the same since the Beatles showed up on this continent. And if you don't know that, you're so young you don't remember it, or else you haven't done your homework. I was preaching one night in a church not far from here. I said, bless God, the devil sent the Beatles over here, you know, and I had a guy jump up. He jumped up and went like this, boom, and run out the door. He got mad. He got upset. But it's the truth. It's the truth. That's when the boys started wearing long hair. Listen, when we went to school, in the public school, folks, in public school, you could not have your shirt tail out. Your hair could only be a certain length. They were as strict as Christian schools are now, or more, in the public school. If we were caught smoking a cigarette on Saturday, they'd kick you off the basketball team. On your own time. Yes, sir, brother. And as a public school, you could not wear your shirt tail out. You had to wear a belt. You had to wear a belt and pants and your shirt tail in. And girls wore dresses. All the girls wore dresses. That's all they wore to school's dresses. In public school. Now you tell me this world ain't changed? I remember when the Beatles came, everybody started growing their hair out, and then all of a sudden things changed to where it didn't matter what the school said. It was the student and the kids who had the say-so and the rights, and they took over, basically. And look what we got now. Look what we got now. Lord have mercy. Have y'all seen the controversy they had over these shirts? Some change putting out these shirts is on the news and everything. Girls, 13, 14 years old, some change. Y'all might help me with this. It says, drink vodka. Another one says, I drink, you're cute. Big letters. And teenage girls are wearing them in schools. Anybody seen that? It was on the news last night. And it's all about drinking vodka. And they're saying, well, they have a right. They have a right. And I reckon they do. But that shows you, I mean, 13 years old wearing a shirt with letters that big says, I like vodka. And our kids are being blasted with that kind of stuff. With that kind of stuff. Their clothes, their attitude, their music, everything. And you as a parent, you flat got a job on your hands. I'm telling you, you flat got a job on your hands. But I remember that. I remember, you know, they say gas went up 32 cents this month. Gas went up 32 cents during the month of August. It went up 5 cents last night. What was that excuse? A hurricane. You know, one excuse good as another. That was an excuse for going up 5 cents last night. Too dry, too wet, too cold, too hot, gas goes up. I heard this yesterday too, also. You know how much you owe on the national debt? You owe $50,000. Every American owes $50,000. Babies, kids, grandma, papa, every one of us would have to have $50,000 to pay the national debt. That's how bad it's got. The Mayan calendar, all this Mayan stuff. You're going to hear a lot about this pretty soon. A lot about it. When it gets closer to December, yeah, oh Lord, there's going to be all kinds of crazy stuff happening. You wait and see. Now, if you want my opinion on the Mayans, they're crazy. they were seeking some, but they were smart as far as making a calendar. And their calendar runs out December 21st, 2012. And so people believe that after 2012, December 21st, there's going to be a new era of peace in the world. That's what they really believe. There's videos, there's all kinds of documentaries, there's stuff saying how the Mayans predicted this and this and this. The Mayans were not of God. They were not led by the Lord. There is no other way to be led by the Lord other than through that book, through the Holy Spirit, and through the Lord Jesus Christ. People say, well, maybe their God told them. There ain't no other God. There ain't no other God. There's one God. He made the world, and there's one way to get to Him, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you're wrong. Amen? There's one God and one way to get to Him. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've talked and talked and talked and talked, and I ain't even scratched the surface. So if anybody wants to say something or ask something, you feel free to do that. Go ahead.
I've always said, when I get an opportunity to sit on the porch or whatever with somebody 90 to 100 years old, I keep my mouth shut and listen. But I keep telling my kids, I said, them people, that age frame has experienced more history than anybody in mankind.
No doubt. No doubt. Some of those old folk, you need to go around. You need to go around them. Listen to them talk. It'll shock you what they can tell you. Anybody else? Right quick. Okay. All right. So basically what I'm saying is that it happened in the days of Noah. The sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful. They mated with them. They produced a super race that was half human and half some kind of spiritual being. I don't know. I'm not sure how the sons of God got a body. I'm not sure how fallen angels got a body.
How did the giants continue to come? I mean, if God destroyed it partially because of that, you know, maybe how did they wind up being there after?
I believe it said that the sons of God did the same thing again. I believe it said that, didn't it? Chapter 6 and verse number 4. And also after that, when the sons of God came in, the daughters of men. So after the flood, I assume. Because they didn't drown. They were supernatural being. They went back up yonder somewhere. Wherever they stay, I don't know. That's a hard question, buddy. There's a lot of debate. And there's preachers that have a heart attack if they heard me say that right now. I'll tell you a verse of scripture you want to study. I was with some preachers one night, and they were very, very extremely educated preachers. And they had taken me to a camp meeting where I, the young preacher at that time, I was probably 30, and these guys were up in their 50s, and they graduated from Tennessee Temple, Bob Jones, places like that, you know, and they were very extremely educated, and I was just a Bible believer like I am now. Believe the same thing then as I do now. You'll never go wrong doing that. And they start talking about that sons of God thing, sons of God, that it wasn't nothing but just normal people. Sons of God, saved people. Daughters of men, lost people. That's what their interpretation of that was. That's the Schofield Bible says that. And I said, well, guys, what does that verse over in 1 Corinthians mean? Where it says a woman ought to have power on her head because of the angels. What does that verse mean? Let's look at that. 1 Corinthians 7. There's more to this thing than what you just hear in average church. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I'm wrong. 11. 1 Corinthians 11. This is talking about the man, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. That's verse 9. Look at verse 10. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Now there is you a verse to study. There's you a verse to study. Now, there's all kinds of interpretations of that verse. And them guys had degrees from those best Bible colleges in America, and they said, I don't know. I said, what does that verse mean, y'all? They said, I don't know. I said, I can tell you. The woman was to keep her head covered and in submission because those angels had the same problem that they had back in Genesis. Because of the angels. A woman was to stay under submission to her husband because of the angels. And he said, well, I don't know. I said, well, you got a better one? You got a better example? You got a better definition? And if you do, tell me. I want to hear it. But there's this thing about these angels did not drown in the flood, and after that produced giants again. Anybody want to help me? I need all I can get. No, I don't, because they're reserved in chains.
It doesn't say they were in hell. It said they were cast down in chains of darkness.
Yeah, reserved in chains. That's right. You know that little guy? Who's that little guy that's got that video? I might have gave that to you, Brother Mike. I'm not sure. Did I give that guy done that video on hip-hop to you? Who did I give that to in here? I can't remember. Man, I'm telling you, that little fella nailed it. It's a thing on hip-hop music. It's about 4 hours long. And this guy's name's Craig Lewis. He has a ministry. It's called... I forget the name of his ministry, but he goes into detail more than anybody I've ever heard on that. I'll let you have him. Did I let you have them videos?
No, you just told me about Craig Price.
Craig Lewis. And it's called, I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, he goes into detail, and he said exactly what you said. He said some of them angels are reserved in chains of darkness, and some of them are still flying around looking for a body to inhabit. And they get movie stars. They get Michael Jackson. They get famous people, and they inhabit them because they want worship. They possess them, and they get worship. Because at a rock concert, these guys stand up there, and they got some kind of power. They're getting power from somewhere, and these people literally worship them. And at first, I thought, I don't know about all that. But I'm telling you, the more he talked, the more sense it made. Just like a preacher gets anointed by God, these movie stars, like Denzel Washington, I showed you all the other night, Oprah, all them. I'm not saying they're demon-possessed, but I'm saying they're getting help. They're getting help from some kind of something. I never seen that movie, The Possession of Emily. I seen it where it was coming on and advertised, but I never watched it. I don't know what it's about.
Where the Catholic go in and try to pull the demons and all that.
I don't know about it.
Is there that type of deep possession?
There is, but I don't think them Catholic priests waving a cross at you is a way to get it out. They might do it. They might. Some of them might go in there and claim the name of Jesus and get it out. I don't know, but I doubt it.
Good. Yeah. Good, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like the video, you're short, do whatsoever thou will. It's kind of that do so whatsoever. That's demonic.
Yeah. Itself. Do what thou wilt, buddy. That is demonic. Ain't no doubt about that.
Necessarily, it may happen, but people's eyes going back in their head.
Well, the devil's smart. In other countries and stuff, you do have a lot of that. Their head starts. There's a woman come to me one time. Up there, Marion, and they thought she was demon possessed. She came up there in the middle of the day one time, wanted me to pray for her, and I said okay. So we went up to church, and it's dark in there. You know, during the daytime, they turn on a light. You know, it's spooky in a church when it's dark. And I went in there. She said, "Do you care if I ask so and so, some Episcopalian rector or something like that? I don't know what he was, but he showed up." So, and I said, "Well, I don't guess." She said, "Do you care if I have him to come?" I said, "No, I don't reckon." We went in there, and I stood here, and he stood there, she stood here, and it just hit me. I thought, "Man, if their head starts spinning around, or she starts going to claw me or something like that, I'm out that door. I ain't going to try to cast it out. I'll run out." And I remember I was praying for her like that. I had one of my eyes open. I was sort of like watching pray. You know, that's where you watch him pray. That's what that means. I was watching him because I thought, man, his head might start spinning around. He might be the one's demon possessed. But the devil does a lot of that stuff in foreign countries, like their eyes going back and stuff like that. Here in America, it's like you said, it's pleasure and flesh, money, power. Just like old, what's his name on the video? Kanye West and them people. Money, power, pleasure in America. The devil can take many forms. Many forms. Just a person, demon possessed, don't mean they're just head spinning, their tongues hanging out, and they're foaming at the mouth.
Why does that kind of possession only stay in other countries?
Because they, well, there is that here, but it's too obvious. There's too many churches here. It'd make people believe in God. So he takes on another form. Yeah, it does. I'm not saying it don't.
I've seen it personally in a couple weeks. And the person you may not even know for years, they may not show any signs.
Yeah, I know a lot of stories. I mean, I was on one of my presentations, on a UFO presentation, where a woman, she's praying at the altar. I think Miss Kerr told me this, and I wouldn't believe it if Miss Kerr hadn't said it. But it's true. She said it. She said they prayed for him, prayed for us. I think it was Miss Kerr told me that. She said that it was in Kentucky, and that all... And anyway, a demon went out of a woman. They all cast it out. And as soon as it did, a dog come off the street and running down the aisle in the church and it flew out the door. Huh. It come in and picked it up. Left with, I reckon, I don't know. That's second choice, dog. They won't live in a human. Remember used to when people used to talk about mad dogs? Used to when you was little, people said, mad dog, get the kids in the house, mad dog. You don't ever hear about no mad dog no more. They don't have to live in dogs. They can get people. And I tell my kids, them hogs with them demons in them and run off down a steep place. And I said, you kids got something living in you that'd make a pig commit suicide. That's bad, ain't it? But, Lord, I didn't mean to get off on all that. But what I'm saying is, we're in the last days. You owe the government $50,000. Gas is going up. The Mayans are crazy. There's no telling what's out there running around. Glory to God, have a nice day. How's that to end the service on tonight? Isn't that an encouraging message?